理课堂听 class.com
Studio Classroom is on the air. Is wireless the future of the internet? Well, let's listen as we learn a little bit more about the Wireless Community Network. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. This is your advanced program, and my name is Troy, and we're glad to have with us in the studio today three other persons talking about a very interesting technological subject. The first person with us today in the studio is Jason Roloff. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Troy. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, did you work for a tech company in the past?
I did for the last 7 years. I've been working in the technology industry, and actually wireless is one of the areas that we had expertise in.
Okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about today, at least is wireless the future of the internet? Because a lot of companies have decided to go with using a special chip that they're now putting in a lot of computers and handheld devices that allow people to connect to the internet wirelessly. Well, the next person in the studio today is Vance. Hi, Vance.
Hi, Troy. How are you doing?
Very well. We're glad to have you here. And you're kind of a, I think you're a guy who's interested in this kind of article.
Well, I own a computer, and I know what the internet is, so maybe I could be interested in this. Yeah, sure.
Sure. So it's kind of a it's a techie
article. I like
technology.
Yeah.
And the third person today with us in the studio is my wife, Angela. Hi, dear.
Hello, Troy. I'm here as a learner. So you guys fill me in.
Me too, by the way. No.
Well, this is some very interesting information because I had to go to the internet myself in order to get some more information concerning Wi-Fi. I discovered, though, that Wi-Fi is actually a set of standards that was created by a group called WECA, W-E-C-A. That stands for the Wireless Ethernet Compatibility Alliance. That information is not in our article. But if people need to know that, I thought that's interesting. So Wi-Fi is the set of standards that allows networks or the internet or people who are on LAN networks to communicate without using wires. So it's kind of a new concept developed in 1999. So it's fairly new. Well, let's begin then with today's article by beginning with our first reading from the top of the article down through line 10. And I'm going to ask my wife if she will read these first two paragraphs for us.
Certainly. Well, you can open your advanced magazine to page 34. On nice days, I like to take my laptop down to a coffee shop, sit at one of the sidewalk tables, and write, which is what I'm doing now. But today, I'm also doing some research on the web and chatting with online friends, all at blazing speeds, all for free. That's right, free. I'm hooked into a free wireless network provided by NYC Wireless, one of a number of guerrilla wireless groups popping up around the U.S., In these free networks, someone generously provides an access point and a fast internet connection and then makes the network available to anyone within range and with the proper equipment. Welcome to the future of internet connectivity.
Okay, thank you, Angela. Well, it's kind of interesting because the article is actually called Freeware Everywhere. And I suppose if you see this then in your advanced magazine on page 34, if you have the magazine, that is kind of a misnomer. It's not really, we're not talking about freeware here. And I'm not sure why the writer of the article, Christopher Albritton, decided to call this article Freeware Everywhere. Does anybody have an idea why he chose to call it that way?
Normally, when you think of freeware, you think of software that doesn't cost anything, that's free. Often on the internet, we find programs that are available for downloading. We often call those freeware. Perhaps he's talking about that and how that's now available everywhere you go,
sure.
That you have internet access everywhere.
Now, there is shareware, mm-hmm. too, which you can download and try for a period of time and then mm-hmm. decide whether or not you want to buy. But freeware is free.
Yeah, there's no strings attached. It's completely free.
And so maybe what we just heard Angela read for us in the first two paragraphs have something to do with people connecting to the internet without paying any costs. Every person who's connected to the internet has an ISP, an internet service provider, and we have to pay them money in order to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will learn then is that through Wi-Fi, people are connecting to the internet without paying an ISP or an internet service provider. So maybe the idea is that you can get freeware off the internet without paying an internet service provider. That might be the meaning.
I think the focus of the article is on the mm-hmm. free net. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to title it free net everywhere, it just doesn't have the same sound.
It doesn't rhyme, right?
Right. Freeware everywhere. It's got the rhyme and the rhythm there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a catchier title for an article.
Well, if our listeners will note that this actually is a reprinted article from Popular Mechanics. And it's interesting that that magazine was a magazine my father subscribed to for, oh my, many years and enjoyed reading it. And I would pick it up on occasion and read it too. Have you ever seen the magazine Popular Mechanics?
I have. It's very popular.
It's about mechanics, too, right?
It's about mechanics.
That's how it got its start, was about mechanics, because before we really moved into the, you mm-hmm. know, the generation where people began using silicon chips to compute information, everything was done mechanically. And now things are done electronically. So there's been a change. But the magazine has never changed its name. It's still called Popular Mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do we read here, Jason? It says in the beginning, on nice days, what does the writer, what does he say he likes to do?
He likes to take his laptop and go down to the coffee shop and sit at one of the tables and write using his computer.
Okay, so on line one, on nice days, Angela, does he mean on days when everything's going well for him, or is he talking about the weather?
Well, I would say he's talking about the weather. Usually when mm-hmm. we use that term, we're saying it's not too hot, it's not too cold, mm-hmm. it's not raining outside, so it's a nice day.
Okay, and Vance, he says he takes his laptop down to the coffee shop, and while he's sitting at the sidewalk table, Jason said he's writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but today, what is he doing?
Well, normally, like you said, he's a writer, so he writes at the coffee shop, kind of a fun little place to do your work. But today he's also researching on the internet. He's surfing the web. He's doing some research on the web and also chatting with some friends who are online. So he's not only in the coffee shop writing, but he's got an internet connection here, and he's able to surf the web.
Now, if you've gone to the coffee shops in the area where we live, you've probably mm-hmm. seen people sitting in there with their laptops.
Yeah.
And some of them are playing games, but most of them, I think, are actually studying.
Mm-hmm. Writing a paper, perhaps.
Writing a paper. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that before in a coffee shop, taking your computer there, Jason?
I have. It's a nice change of environment from normally sitting in an office. So it's a nice go get a cup of coffee, relax, and get some work done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in this case, this guy is sitting outside the coffee mm-hmm. shop, and he's actually doing some research on the web. I wonder, is he connected to the web? In what way? Is he using a wire?
Doesn't sound like it. This article's about the wireless internet connections that are available everywhere we go, so he's not plugged in anywhere. It's just kind of broadcast, and he's able to pick up that signal from his laptop.
Wow, interesting. And so it says that he's also chatting with online friends, so he's probably in a chat room. Again, he's surfing the internet. But is what kind of speeds, you know, does he have access to?
Well, he said blazing speeds. That's a very descriptive word, and you'll notice in our vocabulary focus list, it says that that means it's moving rapidly and continuously. We talk of a fire blazing mm-hmm. often, and it's the idea that it's burning very quickly and consuming all that is feeding the fire. Right. And so in this case, we're talking about blazing speeds, and it's the idea of, again, a very rapidly.
Okay.
So not only is it free, it's very fast. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have sat in an internet connection and just been frustrated by the slow speeds. You know, pictures take forever to download. Audio takes forever to download. This guy's got some quick bandwidth going here, it's free, too.
The standard dial-up connection is slow, but now they've got the T1 connections, DSL connections, and then there's cable connections that people have today. And so this guy actually has access, he says, to the internet. It's free, and he's probably connected to a DSL connection. It could be a T1, but it's probably a DSL connection. And he says he's hooked up to a free wireless network. Now, if I heard that, where I could go to a coffee shop, sit outside with my PDA or with my laptop and have free internet connection, I think I would visit that coffee shop
every
day.
Sounds like a great place.
I would pay, you know, I would patron the place.
Let's hope the coffee's free too, huh? No, probably not going to happen.
Probably the coffee's not free.
Well, he says this company is called NYC Wireless, and I would say that means New York City. So we can identify this. This is a coffee shop in New York City.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of a number, it says, of guerrilla wireless groups popping up around the United States. Jason, they use the word guerrilla here. It's not one of our vocabulary words, but it is interesting that this group, like other groups, they use the adjective guerrilla. Why are they using that here?
They want to describe these groups as ones that are non-traditional, not the typical wireless, the typical internet service providers where you go through a traditional means of getting access. So these companies are using some non-conventional methods to get people access, using very aggressive tactics to do so. So it's kind of the method they're using.
Usually we think of guerrilla in the terms of warfare. Means unconventional warfare. We think of guerrilla warriors as soldiers that might pop out from nowhere and just kind of launch these sneak attacks, kind of these unconventional operations. That's what I think of when I think of guerrilla, and that's maybe what we're describing here.
Okay.
And a few months back, we talked about guerrilla marketing, and it was with the same idea. It's unconventional, very aggressive.
Okay. Now, these places, or these groups anyway, these wireless networks are popping up around the United States. Popping up, Angela, how do we define?
Well, that's a very useful verb phrase, and it means to appear suddenly in a way or at a time that you are not expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything can pop up. You can have weeds on your lawn popping up when springtime comes around. Even on the internet, a lot of times we go to different commercial sites and they have little pop-up windows, annoying little advertisements that we want to click and get rid of. Mm-hmm. So things just pop up everywhere.
Or sometimes we make a plan and suddenly something pops up and usually means something has interrupted our schedule in some way. Okay, well, let's move on then. It says, in these free networks, someone has generously provided an access point and a fast internet connection. So he doesn't know who that someone is, but it's probably the owner of the coffee shop. Chances are. But what we will learn later is that where you have a Wi-Fi network group, the broadcast of a signal that others can connect into using their laptop computer, if it has a Wi-Fi chip inside of it, that broadcast connection or area can be a block or two or three blocks. So it can...
So it might not be the owner of the coffee shop. It might be somebody that lives above it or a couple houses down from the coffee shop.
Yes,
that's cool.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty neat. And so they're actually giving people then free access to the internet by providing this Wi-Fi network. So we go on to read here that this network then is made available to anyone within range and with the proper equipment. We said before they need to have the Wi-Fi chip, a special silicon chip, inside the hardware device that they're using. And some computers and handheld devices like PDAs actually are being made without the chip implanted, but you can buy the chip in the future to have it put inside your module. Interestingly, it says that there are certain access points then that you have to connect to. What is an access point, Jason? We find it in our Advanced magazine on page 36 under Computer Technology Terms. What is an access point?
An access point is a base station in a wireless LAN or a local area network, or they call it an access network. typically your computer can plug into that particular network hub or server. For example, they give the cellular phone system, where if you are a user, you can roam or move around and be able to connect from one access point to another as you go around, so you never lose the connectivity.
Isn't that interesting? Now, we all know that that is what we do with our handphones, and so we walk around with those, and it simply stays connected because there is a base station somewhere close by that's transmitting a signal, and our cell phone is also transmitting a signal connected to that base station. And so it simply passes on our connection to another base station when we leave that first base station's area.
And what the phone companies, the traditional phone companies, is in the cellular and digital companies, they're starting to now provide that same service for the wireless community. So you can, in essence, take your laptop, purchase, if the computer doesn't already have the chip in it, you can purchase a wireless card that simply slides into the side. And usually those are provided by the particular company that you're getting service from. And then what you can do is, if you're in an area where it has many of these access points, you could move, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're on the subway or the train, or sitting in a coffee shop, and never lose that connection as long as you're within range.
Pretty amazing. Okay, well, now let's continue with today's second reading in your Advanced magazine on page 35, at the top of column 1, down to the end of today's lesson.
Wire up your brother. Wireless connections are everywhere. However, many of these networks aren't free. Wireless community networks, or free nets, as their supporters call them, are the children of a quiet technology revolution. Globally, there were 16 million wireless network devices in circulation in 2001, rising from 1.4 million in 1999. These networks run on a standard often called Wi-Fi, wireless fidelity. Wi-Fi carries data at 11 megabits per second, almost 200 times faster than a dial-up modem. The equipment is cheap, too. A Wi-Fi PC card for your laptop can be bought online for about $100 US, and will work on almost any wireless network. Simply plug it in and you're surfing, provided you can find an access point. If you want to set up an access point, you can buy an antenna and a transmitter for about $300 US. Attach a high-speed internet line to it, such as a cable modem or DSL, and you can broadcast your broadband up to a distance of about a city block. Anyone with a Wi-Fi card can pick up the signal and piggyback onto your bandwidth.
Wow, thank you, Angela. It's interesting to realize that you can wire up other people. In a sense, you become your area's ISP, Internet Service Provider. For all of you who've wanted to be that, here's your opportunity. And we just found out that it's quite cheap to do. Well, let's then look at the top of page 35, column 1. It says, wire up your brother. Why your brother?
Well, it's a close family member. It's just saying that you can help out anybody, even your family or just a friend.
Sure. And so it's kind of it's something that's happening on a very local level. Maybe your neighbor whom you are good friends with, he's not actually your brother, but someone with whom you have a good relationship, and he's deciding that he wants to pick up on your transmitted signal. So you're connected to the internet, and he picks up on your signal and begins surfing.
A lot of places that we're starting to see this occur is in apartment buildings, where the owner of the apartment building, as part of one of the services that you get for renting, is this access point. And so you can have a laptop and sit anywhere in your apartment or in the building and connect, and so everyone's sharing the same connection.
Well, it's interesting that we read in line 2 that actually these networks aren't free. We've been talking about them being free, but it says they're actually not free. And we're not talking about a person's connection to someone transmitting a signal, but we're talking about being a part of the community network. Well, we read about the NYC Wireless Group.
That's what it's saying, that many of these networks aren't free. But the next sentence tells us that there are these free nets.
So these wireless community networks, or free nets, as their supporters call them, are the children of the quiet technology revolution.
Yeah, I think it's comparing, you might say, conventional wireless networks to what's happening as a result of those. So saying wireless connections are everywhere. There are these networks everywhere, but they used to be not free, and many of those still aren't free. But now we're starting to see some people that are starting to share that technology with others, thanks to this Wi-Fi standard. So yeah, it's a bit confusing there. Some of them are free now, but traditionally this technology has been just a regular pay service.
That's true. And originally, when it began, the LAN connections within an interoffice environment allowed people to communicate wirelessly. But now it's gone to the internet because the signal that's transmitted through the development of this particular chip can actually be broadcast, allowing other people to connect to you. So it's a quiet technology revolution. Anytime something's a revolution, it tends to suggest that the people themselves have come together to do something that maybe the government itself doesn't fully support.
Well, it affects a change, and usually against those who are in authority. Someone is paying for the internet connection. But what has happened here is that they've realized that, yeah, I'm paying, but I don't have to limit the usage to just myself. I can make it available to other people.
It's kind of like if you were to, let's say you paid for a cell phone with unlimited usage, and you just let all your friends use it. It's kind of a similar idea here. They're just sharing what they've paid for with a lot of other people. The product is still being paid for. It's just that people like to share it with their neighbors.
Sure. Well, we read here that there are 16 million now wireless networks or network devices in circulation. So there are a lot of people out there setting up their own network or wireless network connections. And as we read on down, we see that Wi-Fi, it's also known as wireless fidelity, is capable of broadcasting data at an alarming speed. Fast.
Very fast. And I think that one of the reasons that we are seeing some of this as far as a revolution goes is that technology is coming down in cost. And I think that more and more people can afford the technology that is needed to set up these types of networks.
All right. And Angela, is it cheap to set up this kind of a network?
The card itself, the Wi-Fi PC card, can be bought for about $100.
Okay. So simply plug it in your surfing, but what do you need in order to actually surf?
Well, again, you need to find one of these access points. It's kind of like a door that you go through to get to the internet. These access points are areas where somebody is broadcasting the signal. Usually we think of the access point as the a local area network or something like that. This is just anywhere where somebody's broadcasting that signal. It might be in the coffee shop, might be, in the apartment building, like Jason said. If you can find one, you can get online.
So an access point is essentially a base station. It's a place where that's actually being broadcasted from. And then it says if you want to set up one of these access points, what do you need to do, Jason?
You need to buy an antenna and a transmitter. And the cost of that's around $300 U.S.
Well, that's only three times more than it cost to actually get the equipment itself in order to connect. So,
of course, then you also have to pay for the broadband internet access so that you can share that with your friends. But, yeah, that's interesting. For under $500, you can have a pretty neat setup here.
Okay, so you can then attach a high-speed internet line, it says, such as a cable modem or DSL. And then how far can you broadcast, Angela?
You can broadcast about a city block.
Okay. And then if you have a Wi-Fi card, Vance, are you able to connect to the signal?
It says anybody with one of these cards can connect to the signal and piggyback on your bandwidth. So if you're the guy that's subscribing to the internet service, you can give all these people these piggyback rides. You can let them share in your service.
Okay,
kind of
piggyback.
Fun, huh?
And when I was a kid, that's a game that we would play. We would ride on another person's back. We would jump up on their back, and that the person would carry us. So that's what we mean by the word piggyback. And that's what you're doing. You're not actually connected to the internet through your own phone line, but you're picking up a transmitted signal and connecting to the internet through somebody else's phone line.
Well, it's amazing technology, huh, that you can broadcast the signals for the entire internet
That is amazing.
Yeah, going through your phone line. That's pretty neat.
Well, now let's listen to something else that's interesting, today's interview.
Today's Advanced Studio Classroom in-house interview brings you an exclusive behind-the-scenes talk with two computer know-it-alls. They'll talk to us about freeware. Stay tuned. This is Angela, your Advanced Studio Classroom in-house reporter. Let's meet our guest. James, what is freeware?
Freeware is actually a technical term referred to software that authors make freely available for modification, for usage, or for distribution.
Well, today's article is entitled Freeware Everywhere. Is freeware really everywhere?
Well, it is everywhere in the sense that you can go on the internet and download these programs. But this article today is talking more about wireless internet access and that being everywhere.
I see, this free internet access. Josh, the article talks about Wi-Fi. What are the advantages and disadvantages of Wi-Fi?
Well, Wi-Fi actually stands for wireless communication. To get onto the internet from anywhere is a huge advantage for students, for business people, and for folks staying at home. You can take your laptop computer out on the yard and play on it while you're watching the kids, or you can take your computer out of the office and work at a park bench.
Mm-hmm.
But the disadvantages can be people coming into your network illegally and acquiring some information that you consider to be private. So when you're looking at the disadvantages, it probably would be compromising your network.
Well, thank you, guys. That's it for today, folks. Join us again tomorrow for more about freeware. But for now, back to the studio.
Thank you, Angela, for that interview with a couple of persons from our own IT department right here at Studio Classroom. Well, come back tomorrow, and we will continue to talk about some of the problems then, as we just heard in the interview, the IT guys, they were sharing some of the problems that are connected with Wi-Fi and this new form of technology that allows people to connect, and maybe some people that you wouldn't want to connect. Might be piggybacking on your network. Who knows? Well, until tomorrow, this is Troy and
Angela
and Vance
and Jason
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.